This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There have been some fantastic news stories for the Limestone Coast over the last 48 hours or so. Larry the Lobster is staying in the Limestone Coast. He's been sold to a local family, which is fantastic. We've had great news from Rex. We've had great news in regards to fracking in the Limestone Coast. And earlier this week, there was a massive announcement that saw Timberlink say that they were going to invest $100 million into Australia in timber. And some of that's going to take place here in Tarpina. Now, I don't know all the details, but I do know a man who knows exactly what is going on. He is the CEO of Timberlink. Ian Tyson joins us on the line. Ian, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ian. Nice to speak to you.
Hey, Ian, $100 million investment. That is huge, dude.
Yeah, look, it is enormous by any standard, and it shows a real confidence in our industry, and I think an enormous confidence in the region, more importantly.
So, Ian, tell me about Timberlink and tell me about what this $100 million is going to go to across Australia.
Yes, well, Timberlink has a long-term commitment and vision for the Australian timber industry, and because of that and our forest heritage, we're able to invest in ways that perhaps other companies can't. The timber industry in Australia has an enormous future. The pine plantation industry that, you know, Mount Gambier is famous for really has an enormous future in an era where people are building and appreciating the value of timber more than they ever have. The sustainability of it, the fact that it's a carbon storage, it's light, it's easy to build with, it's got engineered properties and so on, has really made the 21st century, in the mind of many people around the world, the era of timber. And that's amazing for a material that's been around for, millennium.
Mm-hmm. So, Ian, take us through the timber mill at Tarpina and what you guys do, first
of all. Sure, yeah. Well, we process hundreds of thousands of tons of saw log, which we turn into timber products. Largely, the products go into building homes for Australians. So it's framing timbers, pergolas, decking materials, sleepers, the sorts of things that you see around you every day, the sorts of things that start the house construction. We employ over 200 people at the site and indirectly about another 750. So people who are working in the forest, they're carting the timber, they're cutting the wood in the forest, replanting them, and so it goes on right through to the supply chain to our good customers who are selling the product and the people who are building. So it's a real multiplier of economic activity. Mm. And so for every dollar we spend, there's something like $3 or $4 that actually generates an economic gain for the whole of the country. And so it's a great place to invest. Australia is still a net importer of timber. 25% of our Australian homes are built with timber that's grown somewhere outside of Australia, usually in somewhere in Europe or maybe North America. So
that's a surprising figure.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And we've always been an importer of timber since the beginning of Australian home building, and we see it as part of our opportunity is to build more Australian homes with Australian timber. And but to do that, you've got to invest, you've got to have the plantation estate in place, and then you've got to put the capital and the people in place to unlock that value, and that's great for the nation. It's a real nation building activity.
Ian, what does the investment entail in the Limestone Coast at Tarpina, and what are you guys going to be able to do when that investment is fulfilled?
Yes, well, it's a substantial investment, as you can tell from the money invested, but just some simple measures. There'll be over 200 contractors working on the site, helping us to deliver the upgrade and the expansion. The great majority of those will be local contractors we've used through the years, and they continue to work with us in maintaining and looking after our equipment as well. So it creates ongoing employment as well as employment at the time. Mm. We've already spent over $40 million on the mill in the last 5 years, so this is part of an ongoing upgrade to the facility, and really we're seeking to get this to a world-class facility so we can compete with imports effectively and profitably, deliver product to the market and meet their customer expectations in terms of quality. But also it's an opportunity to upgrade the skills of our people. This is world-class technology we're putting in. So we can train, we can develop our people. There'll be people travelling overseas to see what the best looks like so they can bring it back to Tarpina. And this is a world-class project. You know, people from around the world, when this is finished, will want to come and see what we've created.
Ian, when can we expect the works to be completed by?
Well, we're just moving into the sort of contract letting stage. We've been working on this project for over 2 years, as you can imagine. And over the next 2.5 years, it'll reach completion. So there are lots of milestones in here. But before we get to Christmas, we'll have contractors working on site. We'll be starting to do earthworks and clearance and a lot of site activity. And that will just escalate through the whole of next year. So we're going to have a very, very busy time. And at the same time, it's a very busy operation anyway. You know, we've increased the capacity of that mill quite considerably, and we've been partially modernising it. So it's a busy site at the same time while we're implementing what is a real game-changing investment for us.
Ian, over the next 2.5 years, I hope we get the chance to chat a whole lot more about what's going on out at Tarpina. It's sensational for Tarpina and for the Limestone Coast. And a huge thanks for taking the time out to have a chat to us on the radio this morning, man.
Oh, look, we're very happy to. It's great news for the region. It's great news for our employees and the community at large and our customers. So it's a good news story for Australia overall. And when you've got a chance, we'd love to have you out. We'll show you around.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Timberlink's $100 million investment package. You can find out more about it, triplem.com.au. Ian Tyson is the CEO. And mark my words, we're going to have him back on the radio to talk over the course of the coming month.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.